history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob.
Good morning. Right, this is a little journey into how my mind works.
Okay, I'm ready. I feel like we might need to strap ourselves in for this one.
Well, okay, normally, right, when I do this, I do it on a Monday. I come up with something during the weekend and I do it Monday, but because Tottenham beat Man United 6-1, thought I'd get that in there. My mind, I was all over the gaff Monday.
I saw that and I was like, I need to text Rob. right now.
I was like buzzing all day. So anyway, I got up yesterday and I started writing about this Charles Babbage geezer, right? And this is exactly how it went, right? So I'm going to
So you're giving us both the output and the process at the same time. Okay, got it.
So right. Mr. Charles Babbage was born in London in 1791. He was a mathematician, philosopher, inventor, and a mechanical engineer. And he originated the concept of a digital programmable computer. Right, this is in 1791. How bonkers
Blimey,
is that?
Blimey, that is crazy, eh?
He was a polymath, which is a person that knows everything. Probably got bullied at school a bit, I would imagine. Chased downstairs and things like that. Anyway, in his time, printed mathematical tables were calculated by hand, and they were central to navigation, science and engineering, as well as mathematics. And mistakes were known to occur in transcription as well as calculation. Then I had a blah, blah, fish and chips moment.
So your brain just went...
My brain just went, I can't be coping with this. Listen, check him out because he's a real clever bloke, but I just didn't understand anything.
That's kind of it, isn't it? He invented the computer.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the honesty in that. You're like, you know, I did the thing and then I thought, not today.
I have these moments probably 2-3 times a year.
We're blah, 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 fish and chips moments.
Honestly, that's what I hear in my head.
Blah, 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 fish and chips.
So then I come up with, right, two things are real and one isn't.
All right, good. Okay. I love this game.
So here we go.
I'm terrible at it, but I love it.
Eating a bag of crisps a day for a year is equivalent of drinking 5 litres of cooking oil.
What?
Right, there used to be 4 more letters in the English alphabet. Blam, Sib, Ethel and Tang.
Wait, letters in the alphabet?
Yeah, there used to be 4 more letters in the English alphabet. And an altered state of consciousness can be achieved by staring into someone's eyes for 10 minutes.
Oh.
Okay, so I have a question about the first one.
Yeah.
The cooking oil.
Yeah.
A bag of crisps a day is equivalent to 5 litres of cooking oil a year.
A year.
So 365 bags of crisps is equal to 5 litres of cooking oil.
Yeah, that's well worked out.
Thank you. Feasible, actually.
Yeah.
You know, I can kind of see that could be.
But that's not all in one go. That's not in one go, though. That's the thing. Because I was thinking about that. I have every day, I have 2 fried eggs and I use a little bit of oil. So I'm probably doing more than that.
Yeah. Okay. And other things, right?
Yeah.
So that one could be true. I'm feeling a truth vibe to that.
I think it's the alphabet one that's false.
I don't know. It's one of those ones where I feel like, what are the names of the other letters?
Blam, Sib, Ethel and Tang.
Okay, I have a theory that this is weird enough that it could be real, because you're quite good at throwing us one of these, Rob, where you're like, yeah, no, this one. And it's just absolutely bonkers. And I'm like, well, that's obviously not the real one. And then I'm always wrong on it. So I'm going to go with my gut this time and say maybe... No, you've got such a good poker face. It's actually impossible to read.
Consciousness can be achieved by staring to someone's eyes.
See, I believe that. I think that's very romantic.
I think it's a bit creepy, actually.
What?
Well, especially if someone you don't know. I tried that on the train this morning.
Oh,
got thrown
Rob,
off.
No,
I didn't know. See, that's a lie. That is a lie. I just like to put that out there.
So hang on. When you say an altered state of consciousness, though, what are we talking about here? Are you going to suddenly like go to your mind
tripping
palace?
Tripping balls.
Yeah, which is significantly different from a normal waking state, which is probably me right now.
Yeah. Okay. So what I said was...
Yeah.
Tripping balls, right. Yeah. Texton, if you think it is cooking oil, chips and cooking oil...
4 more letters in the English alphabet.
Yeah, 4 extra letters in the alphabet or tripping balls.
An altered state of consciousness.
Which one is the lie? Text it in. to 5395. Do we want to do the poem first, or yes. do you want to do the song first, Rob, while people are texting?
I will do the poem first.
Okay.
And then we'll do this. Oh, yeah, well, you're in charge. You're the gov.
No, that sounds good. I'll hit the poem sting.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
Right, here we go. Here's a class dubbed quote, minus the sweary bits. Please do the referendum and vote. I'm not trying to influence anyone in any way, but it's down to us to have our say. Double important, please vote. That's it. That's all I have to say. It's so important.
I like that one. That is a great poem and a good message, Rob.
Going to be voting after the show?
I am going after the show to Papakura.
You're going this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm going this afternoon. You've already cast your vote.
I did it yesterday, me and the sausage dog.
Tess's new friend, the sausage dog, from outside the polling booth.
What do you reckon a sausage dog voted for?
Oh, honestly, I think it depends on his social circumstances.
I reckon you're right.
Sausage dog and Ponsonby, I'm not sure.
Well, we're going to play a track you've picked us this morning while people text in what they think the lie is of those three. Remind us of the three again quickly.
Oh, okay, it's a... all right, eating a bag of crisps a day is the equivalent of drinking 5 litres of cooking oil. There used to be four more letters in the English alphabet, Blam, Sib, Ethel and Tang, and an altered state of consciousness can be achieved by staring at someone's eyes for 10 minutes, someone you know. Don't do it to people you don't know.
So I text in?
Read you this text about the oil you use for your fried eggs. Someone said cooking oil on chips is bad. They reuse it and it's refined oil that's not good for you, way more unhealthy than your home-cooked eggs.
Okay, thank you.
So you're all good there, Rob.
Yes.
Okay, so text in which one you think is the lie, and we're going to play a song while you do that, and then we'll be back. What have you picked us?
This is Sly and Robbie with Sesame Street, and if you do not smile at this song, there's something wrong with you.
I think that's probably very accurate. It's an absolute banger.
I love it.
This is Sly and Robbie with Sesame Street. You played this on Saturday during...
I certainly did.
...a very fun edition of Plato's Retreat, which was all covers.
Yeah, it was. Well, I've been on a lot of shows, right? And that's possibly one of the best shows I've ever been involved with. It was just so good.
It was also a lot of fun to listen to. And if you did miss it, I highly recommend going back and listening to all of the great tracks that Sam, Chris, Jen and Rob had picked for that covers show. It's a lot of fun. It's up on the B-casts. All right, we've got some texts coming in about which is the lie. Someone reckons it's the cooking oil one. Actually, a few people reckon it's the cooking oil one. I think maybe because it's obvious.
Yeah.
Like, it seems too easy, maybe. Rich thinks the altered state is the lie. Rich is alone in that thought, actually. Other people think, you can definitely start tripping balls from looking into someone's eyes for too long. And then a few people coming in hot with the alphabet one. What's your final take on it, Tess? Which one do you reckon?
I think it's the alphabet one.
You reckon it's the alphabet one? I'm going to stick with my guns and say the cooking oil one because it's too obvious. What have you got?
Alphabet. But...
Well done, Tess. Well done, everyone else.
Slight bit of truth to it. There is five letters that used to be in the English language.
Oh, really?
And one of them is Ethel.
Okay.
Oh, did you make the other ones up?
Of course I did, yeah.
What were the names you came up with again?
Blam, Sib, Tang and Ethel.
Tang.
See, I'll go from Charles Babbage, who's possibly one of the most cleverest geezers ever.
I feel like the 5 litres of cooking oil, eating a bag of crisps a day is like quite... You know, every day, that's quite a lot of crisps.
But you imagine, like, people, like kids, especially, like, for their lunches and that sort of stuff.
Oh,
do you know what I mean?
What kind of size bag are we talking here?
Big bag?
I was thinking, like, a
family
sharing bag.
Oh, no, that's just, like, an ordinary...
Oh, like a little lunchbox bag. Oh, wow.
That
or
is...
It? I don't know. I could have made that up as well. No, it is.
We should look into that.
Okay.
How many grams in the bag?
Okay.
On a similar note, someone says oil sounds feasible and there'd be certain situations where I could trip balls looking at most things. So the other one, that was their taste.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure.